I hear people say all the time, you know, Rick, I don't need a church. I can go out in nature by myself and I can worship God by myself in nature. Well, of course you can. Who do you think invented nature? God did. That's why you feel so close to him in nature. Yeah, of course you can worship God on your own in nature, but you can't love other people in nature by yourself. That's why you need a family. And God wants us to learn real love, which means to learn to love real people, not just ideal people.
Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to come alongside this ministry in our efforts to see lives changed through the gospel. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Embracing the Vision, the Purpose-Driven Life.
One day Jesus is walking down the street and a guy walks up to him and says, Lord, what's the most important command in the Bible? And Jesus says this, let's read it together. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Circle first and greatest. God says the most important thing in life is to know and love him. Look at the next verse. God says this. I don't want your sacrifices. I want your love. I don't want your offerings. I want you to know me. Can you sense the passion in this verse? Circle the words know and love, because that's the first purpose of life. The most important thing you can know in life is to know that God created you to love you. And the most important thing you can do in life is to know and love him back. That's the number one purpose in life. Now, what does it mean? It means that when you get up in the morning, you probably ought to do something like this. Sit down on the edge of your bed and say, God, if I don't get anything else done today, I want to get to know you a little bit better, and I want to get to love you a little bit more, because that's the first purpose of life, to know and love God who created you to be loved by him. And I want to know you and love you a little bit more. And if at the end of the day you have done those two things, it doesn't matter how many things have gone wrong in your life. If you know God a little bit better and love him a little bit more, that day was a success. On the other hand, it doesn't matter how many deals you close, how many sales you make, how many achievements you rack up, how many awards you win. At the end of the day, if you don't know God a little bit better and love him a little bit more, you have just missed the purpose of that day. You have wasted that day, and that day is a failure. Why? Because God did not put you on this earth just to mark things off your to-do list. That's a pretty shallow way to live. God did not put you on earth simply to get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, and go to bed, and go to party on the weekend. He created you first and foremost to know and love him, to get you ready for spending eternity with him. And if you miss that, you've missed the first purpose. Now, why don't you write this down there? The first purpose of life is to know and love God. That's who created you. He knows you. He loves you. He wants you to know and love him back. The first purpose is to know and love God. You know what the tragedy is? Most people go through their entire life missing the purpose of it. They know all kinds of other things. Oh, they know the stocks quotes. They know the sports scores. They know the top 10. They know who's on the cover of People magazine. They know all kinds of phone numbers, but they don't know God. And God says, that's a tragedy. On the top of the next page, the Bible says this. Some people have missed the most important thing in life. They don't know God. Now, you may know about God. Oh, I know he exists, but do you really know him personally? Do you know him personally? Do you have a relationship, a friendship, a love relationship with God? That's what God wants you to do. Now, how do you know when you're disconnected from God? How do you know when you don't really know God? You know about him, but you don't really know him. Well, there's a warning light that comes on in your life when you are disconnected from God. It's called stress. Stress. Are any of you familiar with this term, stress? Worry is the warning light that at that moment in your life, you're disconnected from God. Whenever I'm worrying, it says, I'm acting like I'm God. I'm acting like it all depends on me. I'm pretending I'm the general manager of the universe. That I've got to make it all happen. God isn't going to help me. I'm out here on my own. And that causes stress. And the reason you're tired all the time, and the reason you're fatigued, and the reason you're stressed out, is because you're trying to live your life disconnected from God. It's like having a radio, transistor radio, with the battery pulled out. There's no power. But you plug in the battery and get connected to God, you're going to hear all kinds of great things. This is God's plan for your life. He wants you to know and love him. See, the Bible says in Matthew 6, people who don't know God are always worrying. Why? Because they think it's all on their own. You see, God has wired you with a God-shaped hole in the middle of you so that you need him in your life. Well, there's this emptiness inside of us. Now, the problem is we try to fill it with a lot of other things instead of God. And you can try to fill that God-shaped hole with passion or position or possessions or pleasure or popularity. Or you can try to fill that hole in your heart with sex or status or salary. But none of those things are going to fill the hole that only God can fill in your life. You were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, there's going to be a hole in your heart that leaves you empty. Here's the second purpose of life. The Bible says, God formed me for his family. God formed me for his family. In other words, God wanted a family. He wanted more than creatures. He didn't want just angels and animals and plants. He wanted a family. And the Bible says the whole reason you exist is God wanted you to become a part of his family, which makes you unique, and that family is going to last forever. The Bible says this, God's unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family. This is amazing. By bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave him great pleasure. In other words, again, he did it for his own enjoyment. God wanted a family and he wanted you to be a part of it. Now your spiritual family, God's family, is going to even outlast your physical family. Physical families don't last. They grow up, they move away, they die, there's divorce, there's death. Physical families don't last. But the spiritual family of God is going to go on and on and on for eternity. And the Bible says that God never meant for you to go through life alone. In fact, God hates loneliness. When God created man, he put him in the Garden of Eden, a perfect environment, and the first thing God said was, "It is not good for man to be alone."
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or your friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You will receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become Partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. If you feel led to give or become a Partner in Hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
When God created man, he put him in the Garden of Eden, a perfect environment, and the first thing God said was, "It is not good for man to be alone." Now, he's not talking about whether you get married or not. That is irrelevant. He's talking about the fact whether you marry or not is not the issue. The issue is God wants to put you in a spiritual family, and that family is the family of God. Now, when you were born physically, you automatically became a part of the human family. You didn't have a choice. The moment you were born, you became a part of the human family. But becoming a part of God's family is a choice. You have to choose to become a part of it. You're not automatically a part of God's family. It is your choice. The Bible says this in 1 Peter. God has given us the privilege of being born again, so that we are now members of God's own family. What does born again mean? It means I make the choice to say, I don't want to just be a part of the human family. I want to be a part of God's family. And I'm going to follow him in his ways. It means I get a fresh start on life. Everything I've ever done wrong, everything I've ever regretted, all the shame, all the things that I wish hadn't happened in my past, God says, wiped out, forgiven, completely start over. We're going to give you a fresh, clean slate. It's like starting over. New life. Fresh start. That's all it means. Born again. It's not like reincarnation. It just means you get a fresh start on life. Now, what is God's family? We'll look at the next verse. That family is the church of the living God, the support and foundation of the truth. Now, this is very important. The church is not an institution. The church is not a bureaucracy. The church is not an organization. It's not a social club. The church is God's family. And I don't know why some churches don't get this, but they don't. It's not about rules and regulations and rituals and religion. It's about relationships. The church is about those who've decided to become a part of God's family forever and ever, and it's all about love. It's about relationships. Now notice it says, that family is the support and foundation of the truth. So underline support and foundation. Now you know what happens when a building has no support and foundation. It collapses. We in California understand this above everybody else because we have a thing called earthquakes. And if you don't have a good support and foundation in a building, it's going to collapse when the earthquake comes. God says your life is the same way. You're going to have some earthquakes in your life, personal earthquakes, financial earthquakes. You're going to have health earthquakes. You're going to have emotional earthquakes. You may have marriage earthquakes if you get married. You're going to have relational earthquakes. You're going to have career earthquakes. And when these tough times come along in life, if you don't have a spiritual family, you're going to collapse. You cannot fulfill God's purposes by yourself. God wired us to need each other. We need each other in the family of God. That's why in our church, we have 2,600 small groups. The church isn't this group right here. It's the group that meets in little groups all over Southern California, 2,600 locations in small groups in homes in 83 different cities. And when you have a problem and you're in a small group, they help you. When you're in the hospital, they take care of your needs. When you need a meal brought to you because you're sick, they bring meal to you. In this church, we take care of each other. And honestly, I feel sorry for people who don't have a spiritual family to take care of them when they're in a crisis. Now let's look at the next verse. Let's read it aloud together. 1 Peter says this, love your spiritual family. Are you doing that? Do you love your spiritual family? So, well, I don't even have one. Well, we invite you to be a part of Saddleback. There's lots of good spiritual families in this area. Just choose one. Now, why is this important? Love your spiritual family. Because when you get to heaven, two of the things you're going to do in heaven, one is love God, and two is love the other people. That's called worship and fellowship. And what does God want you to do while you're here on earth? Same thing, practice. He wants you to not only love God, he wants you to learn to love other people. Why? Because God is love. He wants you to practice. So write this down on the next page. The second purpose of life is to learn to love others. The first purpose of life is to learn to love God. The second purpose of life is to learn to love other people because God wants you to be like he is. He loves you and he loves others. That's why you need a church home. It's the laboratory for learning to love God's family. Now, I hear people say all the time, you know, Rick, I don't need a church. I can go out in nature by myself and I can worship God by myself in nature. Well, of course you can. Who do you think invented nature? God did. That's why you feel so close to him in nature. Yeah, of course you can worship God on your own in nature, but you can't love other people in nature by yourself. That's why you need a family. And God wants us to learn real love, which means to learn to love real people, not just ideal people. So he puts some people around us that are a little bit unlovable. I call them heavenly sandpaper. You know anybody like that kind of just rub you the wrong way? God wants to teach you real love. To dwell above with those we love, oh, that will be a glory. But to dwell below with those we know, that's another story. You see, every family has an Uncle Wilbur, just a little bit out of kilter, you know, a little bit off. You know, he's coming to Easter dinner and you're going, oh no, Uncle Wilbur's going to be there. They're in every small group, they're in every family, they're in every church, and God intentionally puts them there so we can learn to love. You know, the light's on, but nobody's home. A few fries short of a happy meal, you know. The elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. They don't get all the social clues. And in every one of our 2,600 small groups, there's at least one person like this that just needs EGR, extra grace required. Okay? Now, if you don't immediately think of who I'm talking about, I hate to tell you this, but you're it. Okay? I mean, if that person didn't come to mind, who is it in my family that's like that? I hate to tell you, it's you! But we need you, and you need us, because God wants us to learn real love. It's easy to love the lovely people, but God puts us around people that are a little difficult to love, because you cannot fulfill God's purposes on your own. Nobody has it all together. I don't, you don't. That's why we need each other. Look at this next verse. The Bible says, we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. So the first purpose of life is to get to know and love God back. Second, God formed you for his family. So the second purpose of life is get in a spiritual family and start learning to love other people. Love God, love other people. Number three, the Bible says God created me to become like Christ. God created me to become like Christ. Now this takes a little explaining, but once you understand it, life will make so much more sense.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health only found in the hope of Jesus. If you share this passion, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. You can help by investing monthly as a partner in Hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air, and online. And to say thanks when you give your gift this month, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You'll receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. Here's Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His Word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory, but we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you feel led to become a partner in Hope, please let us know by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support. Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications in 2016. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. Award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.